Taylor, chiropractor, and a unique chiropractor, if I'm understanding, right? Not standard, like, just cracking your joints. I'm super excited to hear more about that because I have some familiarity with chiropractic. But I want to know, I guess, before we get into that, why kind of, like, run me through how you got to the Emerald Coast, because you're not from here, right?
I'm from New York, New York State, not the city.
Okay.
I went to my first 4 years of college were in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I really liked living in Pennsylvania, so I figured if I stayed up in that area, I would probably settle in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
But then I went to grad school in South Carolina, so it was my first experience, like, in the South, and I really love just the Southern hospitality, the slowness.
Yeah.
It's much different than fast-paced New York. People are just so friendly. It's more welcoming, and where I'm from, it's a very, like, gray, cloudy area,
mm-hmm.
even in the summer, really.
Yeah.
So I loved living in South Carolina and, like, actually getting to see the sun, like, more days than not. And I was like, I don't know how I'd ever go back to, like, not seeing the sun every day.
Yeah.
So I knew, like, that was probably as north as I ever wanted to live again.
Was South Carolina?
Was South Carolina.
Okay.
So I started to think about Florida. I aligned politically here. It just felt like a really welcoming place for me. I have family over on the East Coast, but Jacksonville, that just didn't feel like my area. So I visited here a couple times and I, you know, meditated, prayed a lot about it. And I just felt very guided to come here. I felt kind of crazy, like my like third eye is leading me to like Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Especially because when I first moved here about 5 years ago, there wasn't so much of a like spiritual community
mm-hmm.
that there is now. I feel like it's really grown since I've been here and it's been cool to see. So that's how I got here. I wasn't sure at first when I got here how I would be received because I do practice more of a niche type of chiropractic. I didn't know just how it would be received, but it's been received really well. I feel really welcome in this community. It's my home.
Yeah.
I can't imagine leaving. I just really love the area now that I'm here and like settled.
You just got like warmer and warmer and like further south. Like, no, can't come out. That's awesome. But I love that. Well, I'm assuming you like Fort Walton Beach.
I do. I love Fort Walton.
Was this your first landing place when you got to Florida?
It was. Fort Walton was where I moved 5 years ago. And I've explored like Pensacola down to Miramar. And I mean, they're all beautiful areas, but Fort Walton just feels like no digs against any other area. It just feels so real here, like kind of raw. Like people are just people. It's not like super shiny. I really like this area specifically for Walton.
There's only a couple golf courses here. So, you know, it's like, no. I love the golf community in Florida. It's my favorite. It's like we have one homeowners association with three golf courses. It's great. No, I agree. We actually ended up in Niceville, but when we first got here, we were in Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
Not the beach side, but the city. You know, it's like very driven at tourism. Panama City was a little more like Fort Walton is, where it's a little more just like the people that make the beach run. But I kind of feel like that's how Destin and Fort Walton are. Like Destin's, and nothing wrong with tourism, and there's tourism in Fort Walton, but it's much less aimed at that and more just like seemingly the people that kind of make the place run. And obviously half of it is military, which is great, which is in and out. So very cool. Well, I'm assuming you like it. You've been here for 5 years, you said?
Love it, yes.
Nice. And your office is actually right down the street from us. All right, so where are you at?
I'm on Hospital Drive, Two-Town Hospital Drive, right across from the Department of Health.
Okay, cool.
A few down from Ivy and Ale, which is an awesome new restaurant that's it's a nursery brewery beer garden that's opened in the past 2 years. So I'm on a really cool street. I've got a dentist and a eyelash place, and then Ivy and Ale's right on the corner too. So it's a nice street to be on.
I need to go check that out. I've never even heard of it.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. The vibes are amazing. There's plants everywhere inside and outside. The owner, he's awesome. He's a local business owner, and this is just like a new thing for him, and he crushes it. The food's amazing. The vibe is just unmatched.
Okay.
It's a really good place, kid friendly. Take your dog. Like, it's awesome.
All right. Well, check it out. Definitely check it out. Maybe we'll try and get him on the podcast, too.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely.
That'd be sweet. Okay. So, you said you went to school in Pennsylvania?
My bachelor's I got in Pennsylvania, and then
okay. My
graduate degree was in South Carolina.
Okay. Gotcha. What led you to chiropractic? Were you just like, I just want to tweak people's heads off, and like, that was just it?
I thrived in college. I was like a very depressed and anxious child. I just never really felt like I fit in anywhere. And when I got to college and I became a biology major, I thought that I might want to do physical therapy. It was just like my place. Like, I just studied all the time. I didn't go to parties. I just loved learning and I loved science. So to get a bachelor's degree, it's 120 credits. But by the time I graduated, I had 160 credits because I was just taking every class I could.
That's awesome.
So somewhere along the lines, I just changed my mind from physical therapy to being a medical doctor. So I was taking all the classes. I was really deep in the world, looking at like what medical school I'd go to. I had like actually some preliminary exceptions once I finished my degree to some medical schools. And during that time, with just the high stress of being a science major, which I have friends who've been different majors and college is hard regardless, but there's something really difficult about being a science major. It's not for the faint of heart, honestly, besides that you have to dissect cats and stuff. Yeah. But it was tough and my stress level was just so high. My body, like my health just crashed. I'd never really felt like a healthy child and my mom did all the right things. She always fed us organic, healthy foods. We weren't on a lot of pharmaceuticals, very rare and few far in between. We were a very active family, but I was just never like happy or healthy in my body. And during undergrad, when I was studying, getting ready to go to medical school, I got sick and I went to like all the different doctors, tried the different medications. And at this time, I kind of strayed from the more like holistic health that I grew up with and was really like in the allopathic medical mindset, because that's what I was learning in school.
Right.
And my school is really allopathic. Like my teachers at that time were doctors of pharmacy who worked on different prescription drugs. So while I was going through that process, I got multiple surgeries and I just never felt better. And I just stumbled upon a chiropractor. I had been introduced to him a few times. One of my friends was like, you should go shadow Dr. Joe. He's really awesome. And I was like, yeah, maybe eventually. But I'm going to be a real doctor.
Right.
That was my opinion at the time.
Yeah.
And then eventually I just went into him for back pain. And all the issues that I had been seeking help for with the drugs and the surgery cleared up with the chiropractic adjustments. So I was healthier than I'd ever been in my life. Like, I remember being a child and feeling like in my body being like, I don't think a body is supposed to feel like this.
Right.
Like, I think I'm supposed to feel better.
Right.
And my parents just thought I was a hypochondriac, which I probably was. I mean, I was a very dramatic, I'm a very dramatic person, but especially as a child. So I understand. And there wasn't any like specific things that they could do. It was just like stomach aches, headaches, this hurt. I was, you know, just didn't eat enough. Like wasn't thriving. And once I started getting those adjustments, which I thought were just for back pain, my whole life just opened up. And it felt like that first adjustment that I got by Dr. Joe just like flipped a light switch for me. And I could suddenly like see the world in a different light. And I came to understand that the reason why that affected me so much is because our spine.
I love it. If anyone's just listening, we got a spine prop in the studio today, so this is awesome.
So chiropractic really isn't about our spine. It's about our nervous system.
Right.
So from our spine comes our nervous system. When the bones of our spine are misaligned and they put pressure on our nerve, it's like a garden hose with a kink in it. So those nerves are not functioning the way they're supposed to. Now, you're not going to go to a neurologist and they're not going to say, oh, your spinal function isn't at 100%. That's not something they check for. This is something that chiropractors look at specifically.
Right.
And so those adjustments by Dr. Joe got my spine into alignment, so my nerves were free.
Right.
So for the first time in my life, my digestion was good. My headaches, I didn't have headaches anymore. I didn't have any neck or back pain. And things that I didn't even realize could be better were better. My mental health was just so much better than it had ever been in my life. So it was funny because the first visit with Dr. Joe, he was like, you're going to be a chiropractor. And I was like, no, I'm going to be a real doctor. Let's be clear. He was like, there's something, I know this. And within a few adjustments, I was like, how do I become a chiropractor?
That's awesome.
So my college boyfriend and I drove across the country and visited a bunch of different chiropractic schools. And I just dove deeper into there's a really rich philosophy behind chiropractic. The first adjustment was given in 1895. And we have volumes and volumes of books written on the philosophy behind it. So we call chiropractic an art, a science, and a philosophy. Not all chiropractors practice that way, but for me, it's definitely like a very important like triangle, like a balance of the three.
Right.
So I learned more about the chiropractic philosophy. I started to understand how these bone cracking adjustments
right.
like changed my whole life. And I started to spend more time in Dr. Joe's office, just shadowing, being an intern. I became so good at like getting patients into his office. I would do like networking events for him and just explain chiropractic and fill up the books. And he was like, you were made for this.
Right.
Like, you have to do this. And it felt like when I was considering, well, going to chiropractic school versus medical school, like, what would I actually be doing as a medical doctor? So I would be prescribing drugs, counseling, surgery. Like, I didn't feel like those were tools to actually get to the root cause of the problems. This isn't to bash a medical doctor at all. There's a place for everything.
Right.
But that's really what fueled me to go to chiropractic. So I was like, I can actually help people with this.
Right. All right. No, that's awesome. I would say a similar experience getting into, I don't want to say alternative medicine as it's a bad thing, but like chiropractic isn't mainstream medicine in Western society. Western society is like, you go to the hospital, you get doctors.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. And like you said, everything has a place, right? Like, I had never even heard of a chiropractor. Met my now wife. She told me, like, oh, my dad's a chiropractor. I'm like, that's great. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And I was a very stereotypical boy. You know, I was like 17 trying to run through drywall with a helmet on, just destroying my body, jumping off of roofs because I could, like, the second story. Let's do it on a trampoline. I mean, just.
I have five brothers, so I've witnessed
it
all.
Yeah. Bike crashes. And I was probably 17 and I started getting stabbing back pains. Not like your back's a little sore, but like felt like I was being stabbed. So I went to my parents and, you know, they were just very, again, I would say more Western medicine focused. And I was like, my back really hurts. And it was like, well, you're getting older. And I was like, at 17?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. And then fast forward, I was 22, met my father-in-law, my now father-in-law. And he's like, well, let's give you an adjustment. Had no idea what to even expect.
So you still had that pain from 17 to 22?
It was intermittent. Like, it wasn't constant, you know what I mean? But, like, and it wasn't lifting wrong. I lifted heavy, but it would be, like, I would reach down to turn on the bathtub, and all of a sudden it would hit, and I'd, like, get stuck in a position and have to lay down, and then finally it would release, and then I could get up, and, like, and then I was fine. And then I'd go 4 months without a problem, and I'd jump off a roof and play football. So, like, I wasn't in tune enough with my body to correlate the two. You know,
sure.
I wasn't like, you do really hard stuff to your body, that's why you have back problems.
This is the consequence.
Right. They were
sure.
Too, you know, if it was like, hey, I ran through a wall, then it was like, man, I can't stand up now, or I feel like I'm being stabbed in my neck. I think I would have correlated it faster. I just was too stupid of a boy really to figure it out. But my father-in-law lays me down on a table and he's like, let's check your hip alignment. And he pulled my feet down and my feet were about 2.5 inches different in length. And he's like, that's your problem.
Yeah.
So he gave me my adjustment and I still have back pain now, but 12 years in the military, we'll do that too. But the back pain that I had, I would say at least monthly since I was 17, I didn't have it come for like 4 years. And I was like, oh, this is really cool.
From that one adjustment, or you had multiple adjustments?
After that, I started going every six to 12 weeks for the first few years, and then I pretty much started going religiously every 6 weeks.
Okay.
But that one adjustment, like, it never happened again for years. And then finally it caught up to me again, and now it's just part of life now.
Oh.
I mean, I still go and get adjustments and stuff. But
is he local?
My father-in-law?
Yeah.
No, he's in Texas.
Okay.
We're trying to get him here. It's a work in progress.
Is he still practicing?
A little bit. He's more of like a personal caretaker now for someone. So he doesn't have his own practice anymore. He just does like just personal care for someone. So he enjoys it. He likes what he does. Well, at least I think he does. anyhow, so that was my kind of introduction into chiropractic.
Sure.
And I was like pretty sold after the first adjustment, but I was like, I haven't heard anymore. I feel great. I felt like I was walking on cloud nine for the first, you know, week after that adjustment, and then just kept with it. So it's great. I'm not smart enough to know like the pros and cons, the arguments. I hear people all the time like, oh, it's just, you know, like magnet, you know, wizard magic. I'm like,
Well, it's funny because, like, in our day-to-day lives, there's so many things that we do and use and experience that we have no idea the science behind it. Like, I don't know how electricity works.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I just know if I flip a switch, it turns on, and I'm okay with not knowing. But it's funny because with what I do, people want to know everything, but they don't know how Tylenol works. They don't know how it makes them feel better. But for some reason, within chiropractic, the questions that I get asked, I'm like, do you ask your medical doctor that? Have you asked the mechanism of how this drug will work in your body?
Right.
You don't understand that. And we have this, like, faith in our, it's really our society of, like, we just trust a medical doctor and we don't quite trust a chiropractor.
Right.
And that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
But part of that is, yeah, I mean, chiropractic is a science. There's science behind
it.
We know how and why it works the way it
right.
does. And just the same way as if we're going to take a drug, we have to, like, to say, okay, this drug's going to work. Like, I have some faith in this drug working.
Right.
It's the same with chiropractic. We just need to accept, like, okay, this is how this works, and it's going to help me
right.
the same way that we trust other doctors.
And I'm sure you could explain this ad nauseum, but, like, the body's all connected. So if your spine's out of alignment, like you said, it's hitting the nerve. Now you're having a problem in your hand, and you're like, I don't understand what's wrong with my hand. It gets tingly.
Yeah.
Well, you have something wrong with your spine. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, yeah.
But, like, that's my understanding, right?
Yeah.
Like, it all runs through the main computer, right? The
yes.
main computer that we have, which is in your brain and your spine. Like,
yes.
That's where it is. So,
and people are surprised to hear our brain isn't just in our skull. It continues down as our brain stem,
right?
And our brain stem is actually in our spine.
Okay.
So in the spine, the bones of the spine are torqued and they're misaligned. They're affecting our brain stem as well. And so people are also always surprised to hear that the nervous system doesn't just control pain and feeling and sensation. That's actually a small percentage of what the nervous system does. About 10 to 15% of the nervous system controls sensation. The other 85% is motor, which is function.
Right.
So when we have a spinal misalignment, we have some pain, that's a very big red flag to a chiropractor that there's also some dysfunction happening. And we as a society really accept dysfunction, headaches, stomach aches, problems with digestion. We just like, this is just normal to us. You just take your Tums, do whatever. But as a chiropractor, we're listening between the lines. Like, you don't sleep well. You can't throw a ball the way that you used to. These are all things that are telling us that you're not functioning at your best. And it's really not just about feeling, because feeling is a really poor indicator of how our health is, because it's just such a small part of our nervous system.
Right.
We don't know what it feels like to have our liver not function correctly, right? We notice symptoms, and for a chiropractor, those are signs to us that there's dysfunction and that there's something we can do about it. We actually like symptoms as chiropractors because they're how our body talks to us.
Right.
So if we don't know that something's wrong, we're going to keep going down that path and it's going to keep getting worse and worse. So when something comes up, we like the acronym Pay Attention Inside Now for pain. There's a sign. There's something that needs to be different, whether it's the way we're sleeping, the way we're carrying our purse, if we have a backpack versus a shoulder strap, like the way we're sitting in the car. I see like chronic issues with people who drive a standard instead of an automatic. Like, I can generally tell from their hips because there's an imbalance, which is surprising because you'd think driving a standard with just the right leg all the time would affect it more. But I really see a difference, like, with people who are driving that, or I see the problems more in a standard than an automatic,
right.
Because they're, like, really, like, cranking.
Yeah.
And,
clutch is a little heavier than a gas or a brake.
Yeah.
Most clutches, you got to give it a little bit more than the other two.
Yeah.
I've never been so aware of my posture.
I'm like, I'm not judging.
Am
it's
I
okay.
sitting right? okay, so you said that you don't practice traditional chiropractic, that you're a little bit different. So first, give me like a quick rundown on like what a traditional chiropractor is, so we have an idea of how you're different.
Totally. So like I mentioned, chiropractor cares about the alignment of our spine for a few reasons. One of the big reasons is that the bones of the spine are supposed to be what hold us up all day, every day.
Okay.
Our skeleton, they're very strong, hard bones. They're like the Legos of our body, right? The problem is when our spine starts to misalign, which pretty much everyone has a misaligned spine in 2023 because of the way we live.
So,
exactly. So as that happens, then our muscles have to come in and they start trying to do the job of bone. So they're trying to hold us up straight all day, but muscles are much softer than bone.
Right.
So then we get these really tight muscles. Muscles start to tighten. They almost become bone. They almost calcify, ossify, because they're all day trying to hold us up straight. And that's just not what they were designed to do. So most people have chronic, which means like over and over, tight muscles because their muscles are trying to compensate for their spine being so far out of alignment.
Right.
When our spine is in alignment, the bones are doing the job they're supposed to. The muscles can do the jobs they're supposed to, and we don't have those super tight muscles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's one of the big reasons we like preventative care within chiropractic. We just want your spine in alignment so those troubles, those issues with your soft tissue, your muscles never come up.
Right.
So another thing is, as our spine starts to misalign, our bones articulate, connect in different ways. So in between the bones of our spine are our discs. Discs are cushions between the bones of the spine. When our spine starts to misalign, the pressure and the way that they're, I'm trying to think of a better word for articulating because that might not make sense to a lot of people, but how they're connecting is different. So the pressure is in a different spot. So it's like driving with your car wheels in alignment versus when they're out of alignment.
Right.
It's going to wear and tear on the car much faster. That's exactly what happens with the bones of our spine. When our spine isn't where it's supposed to, it rubs on these discs in ways that they're not supposed to. And discs are like jelly donuts. They've got some really sensitive tissue inside, and they can pop, right? We've heard of, pretty much everyone's heard of like a herniated or bulging disc. And that's when that disc is almost like, well, the jelly donut starts to come out of
right.
the inside. And so that's a problem because it's painful. We also have these nerves right here that the disc can put pressure on, and then the bones just aren't connected the way that they're supposed to. They're supposed to be really cushions between the bones. So that's another reason we really want the spine in alignment, so that the discs are working the way that they're supposed to, the bones are working the way they're supposed to. When they're misaligned, they're also rubbing on themselves in ways they're not supposed to, and a lot of people in our society have osteoarthrosis or degenerative disc disease, these things where the bones and the discs are rubbing on themselves in the way that nature did not design our body to. Our body was really intelligently designed, but when that happens, it does the best it can.
Right.
So these are reasons we want preventative wellness care, keeping that spine in alignment. And keeping your spine in alignment isn't just about getting adjusted, but it's about exercising, making sure the right muscles are strong. We want a strong core, strong back. We want our muscles to be doing the jobs that they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So the reason that some people might say that chiropractors are wizards, and the reason we do truly see miracles in our office
yeah.
is because the spine is so connected to the nervous system. And so, like I said, the nervous system controls everything in the body. The medical definition is it controls and coordinates every organ and structure of the human body. The body cannot do anything without the nervous system telling it to.
Right.
So when the spine is misaligned and it's putting pressure on that nerve, it's not sending the messages that it's supposed to. And it can be something subtle or it can be something more intense. So when we get the spine back into alignment and then the nerves are working, that's when we see miracles, because the body is a healing machine. It
right.
knows what to do. If you cut yourself, you're going to bleed, scab, it's going to heal. Our body is intelligent and knows what to do. But when the spine is putting pressure on the nerves aren't working the way that they're supposed to. And so the health can't be at 100% if the nervous system is compromised.
Right.
So traditional chiropractors, they find where the bone is out of alignment and they'll crack the bone back into alignment. And the reason we get really good results from that is because then the nervous system is free, the spine's in alignment, the bones are holding the body up versus the muscles. So I went to chiropractic school planning to practice that technique. I saw miracles working in Dr. Joe's office. And then in chiropractic school, a lot of our classmates were there because of miracles within their family. I mean, my health was just so significantly transformed. It felt like I was given this gift and that I needed to pass it along.
Yeah.
So that's really why I wanted to go to school.
Okay.
So we were just in this like bubble of just knowing that all these miracles can exist. And I don't mean to like negate the science by using the word miracle. I mean, I just mean like just something like truly amazing that you don't
right.
see every day.
Right. Well, I have low back issues, right? I have a couple herniated and bulging discs and annular fissure and some other stuff going on. So I'm not unfamiliar with
yeah.
what's happening, but I was having knee pain and they're like, oh, it's your opposite hip that's out of alignment. I was like, what do you, you know, but
yeah.
like, it's
because
all connected.
Because as that shifts,
right.
then the rest of your body has to shift too. We have something
right.
called the riding reflex. So our eyes are always going to want to be level with the horizon.
Okay.
So if our like shoulder comes up, our head's not going to stay that way. It's going to come this way. So now
right.
I've got shoulder and neck problems.
Right.
And that's what you're feeling with your low back. And that's how it affected
mm-hmm.
your hip as well.
Yeah.
So again, our body is smart. It wants to keep us alive, and it knows we need to be level with the horizon, that we can't be like
right.
that, right?
I think the kids' song, like, the foot bones connected to them. Like, I mean, it's true, right? Because,
yeah.
like, everything's connected. So when you're like, well, what do you mean, this adjustment where he only worked or she only worked, whoever, my chiropractor only worked on my low back? How's it going to fix my knees? But
totally.
It does.
It does.
It absolutely does.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's where I think that term, like, it's wizardry, it's magic, like, it's not, but unless you want to learn it all, which I've spent more time than I wanted to spend as not a chiropractor, reading about the human body, you know, it's just, it's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, and you can leave it to the nerds like me, because
yep.
I just love it. I live for it. Chiropractic school was grueling, and when I was in it, I wouldn't always say it was a great time, but the experience of getting to learn everything that I got to learn was just unmatched. I mean, I'm in like a disgusting amount of debt, and that makes me sick. But I also feel like I was paying not just for like the career, but the experience
right.
of going through all of that. I mean, I just learned so much, and I love learning. I love the structure of school. Some people do better learning independently. I'm just someone who really does well with school. I really value higher education. So for me, it was such an amazing experience. It was very difficult. I don't mean to downplay that. And I was not just a smiling person the whole time.
Right.
But overall, I'm like so happy that I had that experience and got to learn in that way.
So I gotta ask, and this is probably a pretty basic question a lot
yeah.
of people ask you, what is the popping sound?
Yeah, so that's just a release of gas.
Okay.
The same way, like, if you're gonna move your fingers or something, there's just a little gas there that gets released.
Okay.
So it, within chiropractic, we don't necessarily equate, like, that with an adjustment. You can get an adjustment without having a bone crack, without hearing that sound.
Right.
But that's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a disagreement with someone who was trying to say, that's what they told me, and I was like, I think that's true, but I'm not chiropractic, so I don't know. But, you know, they basically, their argument was, that's all it is, it's not really doing anything. So I was like, well, if you blow up a balloon and you sit it on one side of your body, like, you're crooked, right? And if you pop the balloon and it makes a noise, then you're
yeah.
sitting, like, I mean, just
yeah.
is that fair to say?
It.
Like,
yeah.
it's the same idea?
Beautiful.
Right, like,
I
you
like
have
that.
A gas bubble, it's pushing you in a way that's not supposed to be, so you get the gas bubble out, and now you're
even.
Sitting. Yeah, more even,
yeah.
exactly, balanced.
Yeah, love that. That's
okay.
a good one. So, in chiropractic school, I was all in on the, you know, I assumed that I would be one of the bone cracking
mm-hmm.
adjusters. More of a traditional chiropractor who you see on TikTok. So I don't have TikTok, but I know a lot
yeah,
of people
yeah.
do, and most people say, is this going to be like what I see on TikTok? And I'm like, no, not with my adjustments.
You don't have the neck strap where you yank up
no,
people's
No, I
heads.
Sure don't.
Okay.
So when I was learning in chiropractic school, we learned that the bones are passive and they can't move themselves, which is makes so much sense. Like, this is exactly what it looks like in the body. How would it move itself? It has
right.
no ability to do that. Anytime a bone moves in the body, it's moved by soft tissue, mainly muscle. So that's how we move our arm. That's how we talk. It's how we walk, is the muscle contracts and pulls the bone. Bones can't contract. So they can't move themselves. So anytime a bone moves, it's moved being pulled by muscle. So when the spine misaligns and it pulls that muscle is pulling the bone, and we go in and we pop the bones back into place, we're not addressing that tight muscle. So I kind of had like an identity crisis, because I'm in school and I know chiropractic works, but how can it work if the muscle is still pulling the bone? And that's when I really started to dive deeper into the chiropractic technique that I practice, which is called network spinal.
Okay.
So any chiropractor who's good at what they do, maybe I shouldn't say that's kind of mean. Any chiropractor who's a master of what they do, any chiropractor that I would recommend my family or friends to go to hasn't just gone to chiropractic school. When you're in chiropractic school and done with it, there are always these chiropractic seminars. So they're weekend seminars that a chiropractor will go to refine their skills. So there are thousands of chiropractic techniques. The one I practice is called network spinal, but there are tons of different ways to adjust the spine. So any chiropractor that I would recommend does this continuing education.
Right.
And so you can start it in chiropractic school. So in chiropractic school, I went to all these different adjusting technique seminars, and I liked them, but I really loved this technique called network spinal. And so throughout school, I would get these different adjustments, and I would get really good physical benefits from it. But the 360 of like mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, all like the whole body wellness,
right.
I really got those results from the network spinal adjustments.
Okay.
And they look a lot different than a traditional chiropractic adjustment. So with network spinal, we're actually addressing the tight muscles in the body. And we're doing that because, so I'm in school and I'm realizing, okay, well, the bone, it gets pulled by the muscle. Well, why does the muscle get tight? And our muscles get tight due to one thing, and it's stress. Whether it's physical, mental, emotional stress, when we experience stress, our muscles get tight. We go into fight or flight, that survival state. Our posture changes, our muscles get tight, our heart rate speeds up, our blood pressure goes up, our pupils constrict. We are in survival mode. So when we do that, our muscles get tight, and that's when our spine misaligns. When we address the bones back into place, but we don't address those tight muscles that are happening from a survival state, they often go right back out of alignment. So the type of chiropractic that I do, network spinal, we're really addressing, bringing the body, and what we do with the adjustments is bring the body out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. So my office is like a really like zen, relaxing space, and people walk out and they forget their shoes because they're in a very relaxed state when they walk out. And that's because I'm taking their body from fight or flight, survival, my body, my survival's at risk, into rest and digest. I'm safe, I can heal.
Right.
When we're in fight or flight, our body is really prioritizing short-term survival. We need that to exist. We wouldn't be here today
without that, right?
But we developed this response from being cavemen, from actually encountering like saber-toothed tigers. And now our saber-toothed tiger is a Facebook comment or a meeting at the VA, right? Where we're like, oh my God, my survival, I can't handle this.
Right.
I need to protect myself because it's all about protection. So our posture changes, our shoulders come forward, and you walk through Publix or Winn-Dixie and everyone's shoulders are forward, their head's forward. We're constantly in this state of survival. So what my adjustments do is they bring your body into rest and digest and remind your body that there's another option. So neuroplasticity was like a big buzzword like 10 years ago, and they're like, all the old people need to do Sudoku. But I feel like it's like not as big anymore, and I don't know why, because neuroplasticity is everything. And so what neuroplasticity is, it's creating new neural pathways in our brain. So anytime we learn anything, it's a new pathway in our brain. So if we brush our teeth with our right hand for 30 years, our brain follows that feedback loop, very well traveled, doesn't need to think about it, it's second nature, right? Because we've got that. Going to take a little practice, but the more we do it, the more we carve out that pathway, and then we've learned a new skill.
Right.
That's how we learn anything. It's creating new neural pathways. So what the adjustments that I give do is they create a new neural pathway back into rest and digest.
Okay.
Because that pathway almost gets cut off. When we do anything, we are creatures of habit, right? So the more time our body spends in fight or flight, the harder it is to come out of it. It's like a muscle that gets strong. If you are always working your right bicep, it's going to get really strong. If you neglect your left, it's going to get really weak.
Right.
So that's what happens, is we're strengthening our rest and our fight or flight, especially like being in this area with all the military. Fight or flight, we have got that unlocked. The rest and digest, not so much.
Right.
And what happens when we go into rest and digest is that's when our heart rate slows down, our blood pressure goes down. So I've done before and after with my patients, and their blood pressure will drop 20 points from an adjustment because we're taking them out of that survival state and into that rest and digest.
Yeah.
So when we're in rest and digest, our blood actually returns to our organs and our brain. When we're in fight or flight, our blood is mostly in our arms and legs so we can fight or flight.
Right.
When we're in rest and digest, our blood goes back to our organs. It comes actually back to our brain. So when we're in fight or flight, when we're in that survival state, we're not thinking the same way as in rest and digest. So our frontal cortex, that's where we make our higher thought processes, higher thought processes are. It's like our personality, like really important parts of our body are in the frontal cortex.
Right.
And when we're in fight or flight, our blood is not fully going to that area. When we go into rest and digest, it returns to that area. So we can even think more clearly and more long-term when we're in rest and digest. So fight or flight is all about survival. How do I survive? Rest and digest is when the body's like, okay, I'm safe now. The stress is over. I can heal.
Right.
So that's why my adjustments are so effective, because we're working with the actual nervous system and not just moving the bones. We're working with what I see as the root cause of the spinal misalignments, which is that stress response in the body.
Right. All right. I'm sorry. We're back. Remind me of the name of your type of chiropractic.
It's called network spinal.
Network spinal. All right. We're talking about network spinal, and you were talking about getting out of fight or flight and getting into rest and digest.
Yeah.
And that's what you focus on to help really... if I'm understanding it right, the out-of-alignment spine is a symptom of a greater problem. And that greater problem is that people are not relaxing enough, really, because we drive...
It's how they're handling their stress.
Right. You drive around 5,000-pound death machines at 60 miles an hour, and then they're mad at each other because they're trying to eat their Taco Bell and someone cuts them off when they're ain't. It's stressful. Life's stressful, you know?
Yes.
Being a human today has its... You know, like you said, it was saber-toothed tigers at one point, but... It's not to say it's more or less now. I would just say it's different now.
It's more.
Fair enough. There you
I would
go.
Say it's more.
There you go.
The stress that we used to encounter was like, you know, the men would go out and they would hunt and they would be in that high stress situation, and then they'd come back and it'd be a safe camp, you know, not always, but in general, and the women would tend to them, they'd feed them their food, and they'd rest, and then they'd go out the next day, and that was really, like, the cycle.
Right.
It wasn't, they weren't constantly, like, being hit with all the information that we're hit. I mean, we are exposed to more information in a day than our ancestors were exposed to in their whole lives.
Right.
So our nervous systems haven't quite adapted as quickly as humanity has adapted. So we're really, like I saw a meme on Instagram, it's like, sorry, I didn't answer your text. I'm in a body designed to eat berries in the woods. thinking I'm under constant attack. Not to say there weren't stresses. Of course there were.
Right.
But we're experiencing them just way more, way often, and way higher stress than our ancestors really did. So that's what we're seeing in our nervous systems. We're seeing that in our posture. So that's why network spinal is so powerful and why my patients get such good results, even if maybe they've been to a chiropractor before and they didn't get the results that they wanted, or maybe even they did get the results that they wanted, but there's more.
Right.
There's more to benefit. So that's really one of our lines of the network spinal. There's always more. Our research shows us there's no maximum clinical benefit of adjustments, meaning the more you get, the more you benefit. So I have patients who come to me once a week for, now I've been in practice 4 years, they've been coming once a week for almost 4 years. Those are my favorite type of patients. I really like to work with the wellness, the ones who are just on top of their wellness, versus the patients who come in every 6 months because they threw their back out within a box or something. I'm here for that.
Right.
And I would much rather help them than them have to go get surgery or something. And so I'm here for that. But what I really like is that wellness care. And my patients are really family to me. I love them. I know pretty much everything that's going on in their lives, and they know a lot of what's going on with mine.
Yeah.
We just have really beautiful relationships. I do a lot of community events in my office. So last month, I haven't recovered yet, but I had a children's sleepover. So we had 13 kids come spend the night at my office,
cool.
And I chaperoned them, and we did truth or dare that I made up and made sure it was all appropriate.
Yeah.
Lick the salt lamp,
call
your mom and tell her the refrigerator's running, just like silly fun stuff.
Right.
And then we set up air mattresses and put a movie on the projector. And it's so important to have that like safe community. It's important to have like a healthy relationship with our parents, of course, but kids are kids. And so knowing that they can come to me and that like Dr. Taylor's got their back.
Right.
I didn't mean the pun, but like I'm here for them, and they can talk to me about like what's going on at school or maybe even a fight that they had with their parents and know that like I'm a safe place.
Yeah.
I think it's really important. We come from like, we're a village people. We're supposed to have a village. It's not supposed to just be on mom and dad to
right.
raise a child. And especially with all the single parents, it seems like there's a lot in this area. Maybe I just attract them. So I really like to be like just that solid person. My kids in my office invite me to their birthday parties, and we spend some holidays together. Like,
cool.
We're really, like, I'm part of their village, and they're part of mine. I love, like, sometimes I want to just be, like, a fly on the wall in my waiting room because people are talking to each other. They're making friends. Last year, one of my patients who had never met this other single mom offered to pay for the single mom's daughter's gymnastics just so that she could get into gymnastics.
Cool.
Like, the relationships are just so beautiful. And it's not just me. It's them. It's, like,
right.
This web, this network that we have. So I love doing the community events because it just really, like, fosters that.
Right.
We do the Soul Circle, which I started when I started my office. And back when I started my office, there weren't a lot of, like, hippie moon circles happening in the area. Now there are, which is cool. And we've actually changed the Soul Circle. It used to be on full moons or new moons. Now we just do it on a random day, so we're not competing with other events. And it's just a free event. We meet up at my office, we form a circle, and we pose a question. And we go around the circle answering the question. So it'll be like, what's your spirit animal? Or, like, what's something you've accomplished lately that you're proud of? What's a goal for this next month? What's your intention for this week? Like, we just ask what's on our heart, and it's just so nice to have a place to just, like, sit and talk and about something more than the weather,
right.
You know, just forming that connection, that community. And kids
yeah.
are always welcome,
yeah.
So they're playing in one room, and we're talking and building these friendships. And most of the best friends that I have now have been patients who have come to the Soul Circles, and we've just really, like, connected in that way. So
right.
I think community is so important, and that's, like, something that really keeps me grounded here in Fort Walton. It makes me want to stay, as I just have such a beautiful community. For my birthday this year, I, like, sent out a text and just, like, told all my friends and a lot of patients, like, hey, we're just going to meet up at the beach and have a picnic. Anyone can come and just, you know, bring your own food. And, like, 30 people showed up.
Nice.
And it was just, like, the most beautiful, like, how freaking lucky am I that, like, all these people love me and I get to love them and they get to love each other. And it's just really, really beautiful.
Awesome.
So that's, like, one of my big goals and my visions in my office. My mission is to really create, like, a happy, healthy, connected community. So do that from the adjustments, but also, like, by having that safe community space where we can do those types of events.
Right. Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So from what I'm hearing, a lot of it is obviously, like you said, working with the more of the root cause of the stress, how we deal with it, getting out of fight or flight. To me, that sounds like a lot of mental work, right? Because a lot of that is just figuring out how to let go and relax. Are you doing hands-on stuff too?
Yeah, actually, none of it's mental. We're not talking about anything. It's all
okay.
Hands-on. So an adjustment, a network spinal adjustment, takes about 10 minutes. The patient will lay down. I feel the whole spine from the very top to the bottom. I feel the muscles. I'll move feet and ankles around. I'll bend their knees. This all gives me insight into their nervous system, into the structure of their body. And then for a network adjustment, we just make gentle contacts in specific areas to the spine. The body is really smart. It doesn't need much input. In the same way, if you tap your phone here, it opens messages. You tap it here, it opens the calendar. That's what we're doing with the body. We're contacting it very specifically. It's taken me about 10 years to master this tech. I wouldn't say I'm a master, but I'm working on mastering, or 8 years of practicing this technique. And so it's very specific. We do these gentle touches, and what they do is they remind the nervous system how to function better, how to get back into that rest and digest. And so I'll touch the body, step away, go back to the feet, touch the body again, step away. So it is all hands-on work.
Okay.
Talking about our problems doesn't help our problems. So that's not generally something that we talk about. We focus a lot on problems in our society, and my office is more somewhere where we're going to focus on, like, what's good, because what we focus on grows. Donnie Epstein, he's the chiropractor who created this technique. He started developing it in the 80s, and he says what we focus on, we make sacred.
Right.
So the more that we're focusing on our problems and our woes, those are always going to be there. We have to change our perspective. So with these adjustments, when we get out of that survival state, our perspective changes too. And the things that felt so catastrophic in survival, because we were in survival, aren't such big problems when we're in rest and digest. So it is, most people say it's like a mental adjustment, and it's not because I'm talking to them and telling them to, it's because we're literally, like, resetting the nervous system so that they are functioning differently than they were when they walked into the office.
Gotcha. That's very cool.
Yeah. So one of the other cool parts about network adjustments and another way that we foster community is that And during the adjustment, I'll make a contact, and then I'll step away, and I'll give the body about 2 or 3 minutes to respond, for the nervous system to respond to what I told it. And in that time, I'll generally step to the next patient. So I have 4 tables in my adjusting room, and I can adjust 4 patients in the same time that I can adjust one. So we'll see a lot of families at the same time, and then we'll start to see strangers at the same time, and they like to get adjusted next to someone. For me,
I'm all in the same room.
Yeah, all in one room.
Okay, okay.
Lined up next to each other. And so it really builds the experience. It's like doing a workout class at home, like going on YouTube and following a workout,
right,
versus going to a gym and a bunch of people being there. And when there's more people and they're all showing up with their intention, attention, presence, it really builds the experience. And we know that healing, it doesn't happen alone. It happens in community.
Right.
And that's really important to us. So I love doing the group adjustments. And me personally, I'm like a little hyper. If you can't tell. So it helps me stay focused when I'm adjusting more than one person at once. Because if I'm adjusting one person, walking away, I'm taking notes, checking to see if a patient texts me, drinking water. But when I'm adjusting, I'm just like in that flow.
Right.
And it really helps me give a better adjustment, and it which helps the patients have a better adjustment.
Yeah, awesome. So are you 100% that if someone walks in and they're like, I'm not comfortable, I want to be alone, I mean, do you accommodate them for
of
those
course,
kind of things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have maybe 2 or 3 patients who just want to get adjusted alone, but pretty much every single other one prefer doing the group adjustments. And a lot of people do come in with their families or husbands or children. And once a week I do pay what you can. So on Tuesdays from 5 to 6, any of my patients, after we've already done their private first visit, I know what's going on, I know how to help them. Any of my patients can stop in and pay what they can for an adjustment that day.
Okay.
So Tuesdays are the most fun night in my office. This week after the pay what you can, we had a sound healing event by an awesome local sound healer and his friend. And he was like, oh my gosh, like it is popping in here. Like what a fun night, because
yeah,
you just saw people coming in and they hop on the table. And so sometimes during the pay what you can time, I'm adjusting one person, sometimes it's 4 and there's a line, and it's just really beautiful. And then they're out in the lobby making friends, and it's like my favorite hour of the week, because it's just so, there's just such a flow to it, and people are just in and out, and it's really beautiful.
That's awesome. That's very cool that you do that, because it's, you know, it's something I think a lot of people need, but a lot of people, they don't have the opportunity to do it. And it's not, I want to say insurance never covers it. Do you take any insurance?
I don't take insurance.
No. So, I mean, insurance isn't going to cover, you know, something with you. And it's not that it's not needed or not important, but it's just something that, you know, we don't recognize. Well, I say we.
People.
Right. Western medicine, I think, mostly doesn't recognize that, like, there's benefit to both of these, right? There's a time and a place for everything. So that's awesome that you do that, because that makes it now accessible to someone who is just trying to make it through the week that they.
Oh, I've gotten paid in banana bread. patients will trade. They'll clean the office for an adjustment.
Yeah.
I've never turned someone away from finances. That's just, it's important to me to serve everyone. I know my family wouldn't have been able to afford growing up getting all the kids adjusted. And I know at some offices, people are like, well, which kid is going to get adjusted this week? And that's just, I would never want that to happen at my office. So I make
right.
sure it doesn't. So I also do family plans, or family discounts, couple discounts, military discounts.
Right.
I give a lot of discounts.
That's great. Good. That's awesome. That shows your passion for what you're doing. You
Definitely.
Know what I mean? You're not just like, well, yeah, it'd be nice if you could get healthy, but pay me first. No, that's not important. Everything has a value, but very
yeah.
cool. I had something, I had a question I was going to ask. It's gone. I'll come back to it. Very cool. So you've been doing this, you said you've been practicing this technique for 8 years, and you're now 4 years in this practice and four
yeah.
more.
So I learned the technique while I was in chiropractic
okay.
school still. So by the time I got out, I was ready to go. And now I've been out for 5 years, and my practice has been open a little less than 5 years ago. I graduated. I opened my practice January 15th. 2020, fun time to open a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was beautiful because maybe business slowed down a little bit, but really people needed like a safe space. They still needed their spine to
right.
be adjusted. They still needed, and they wanted it because they understood that they're going to be healthier if that happens. So I got a ton of patients who were interested in like preventative, who weren't just going to be reactive if they did get sick, but actually wanted to get themselves in the best state possible to not get sick. And for a lot of the people, I was the only person they were interacting with during quarantine.
Right.
And it was important for them to leave the house and not go crazy in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
So, it was okay. It's not the worst time to open a practice.
Balanced
out.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it was good too, that it was there with so many things shutting down and so like COVID was, everyone's not having an opinion about it, but it was a lot. You know, it was just a lot that everything was like, hey, you can't go here now. Everyone's lives were uprooted, no matter what you did. It was different. So that's awesome that you were able to kind of make it through that. What's your 5-year plan? I'm going to put you on the spot. Like, what does Dr. Taylor's practice look like?
I just want to keep growing. I know that this helps people. So just like extending my reach, I have I really like working with teenagers. I want to try to like get in more with foster children who don't have the resources that I wish that they did have.
Yeah.
This care is really good for people who have gone through traumas and things like that, because when we're in that survival state, we store those experiences that we have in our bodies. So when we get this release, it really helps like release those mental, emotional, physical traumas from us. So my more like maybe 10 or 15 year plan is to have a center where children who have gone through things that are traumatizing can come and they can get adjustments, and we can help them with different strategies, have a bunch of tools, and just really help them heal before they have to go back to their real life. So I would love to have a center like that. It's something I definitely consider opening in this area because I love this area. So I'm just like building up my credibility with the teenagers, which is like a little hard. Like they teach me words and I'm like, should I use that?
Yeah.
Should I not? But that's really my vision. I just
want
to help more people, do more community events, just grow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in 10 to 15 years, the 16, 17, 18-year-olds are going to be in their early 30s with families of their own, and they're going to be like, I've been seeing Dr. Taylor for decades. Let's do it.
Yes.
Very cool. I know you talked to my wife a little bit. Did she tell you about our fun family fitness event?
Mm-hmm.
Middle of January. I should probably get this right because it's on there. I think it's January 14th, but it's somewhere in the middle of January.
That's a Sunday.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, you're on it. it could be that.
Okay.
I think it's going to be that weekend.
Okay.
So it's either Saturday or Sunday. I'll get you the information. Anyways, at Enlightened Studios, we're doing a fun family fitness event. So she's the events coordinator for our family. But she has, I think, 7 fitness instructors coming out. And then just anyone who's interested in wellness and health and fitness to kind of, you know, everyone's got their New Year's resolution to lose the weight and get back into it. But the idea is to bring community families together and get off on the right foot and like, hey, let's get all the, you know, everyone together and kind of get out and do something fun and exciting. So
sounds like I should be there.
That should be fun. Yeah. I'll have her reach out and get you all the information on it. You know, you're more than welcome. We're going to have people set up tables and just talk about what they do, and bring community together. So
awesome.
We're excited about it. I hope you can make it.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
That's awesome.
All right. Any other parting shots on the chiropractic before we move on?
That's called Network Spinal. So we have Network Spinal doctors all across the world.
Okay.
So we do our training with Donnie Epstein. I go to Colorado quite a few times a year to stay up to date on training. So if somebody's interested in this type of chiropractic technique in a different location, if they're not on the Emerald Coast, I'm the only one on the Emerald Coast, so I actually have to like fly or drive to get my adjustments.
Right.
I have to put in a lot of work. So patients come to me from Miramar, Santa Rosa, Alabama, Mississippi, all over, because I'm the only one around here who does what I do. So I'd love to help anybody who's local, and if they're not local, they can reach out to me and I can help them find a Network Spinal doctor near where they live.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'll put all your contact details and the information too, but how can someone get a hold of you? Like, what's the easiest way?
Office phone, 850-329-0902.
Okay. Are you on Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, we do
stuff?
Instagram.
Okay.
My business page is on World Waves Chiropractic Center.
Okay.
And we were kind of just talking about too how people really like to see the like personal touch. So if anybody wants to follow my personal Instagram, I'm definitely not always PG on there. I have some strong opinions that I share, and my personal is Dr. Taylor, Dr. and then T-A-E-L-O-R.
Okay,
my
cool.
My name spells a little different.
Awesome.
All right, last question. If someone's on the Emerald Coast, they got like $3,000 burning a hole in their pocket, they got 24 hours, like what are your favorite things to do here? What are you going to recommend they go do?
Okay, so first they should go to Staff of Life in Niceville, and they should get some raw dairy milk.
Okay.
Big fan of raw dairy. There's so many health benefits to it. So that is like my Friday stop. Every Friday I go pick up my milk. I'll go there after this.
I didn't know that they had raw milk there. We always get it at the farmer's market in Fort Walton.
So it's hard to get it, and that's not always there. They're usually sold out. So you can get on a list with Staff of Life, and you can get your raw milk.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Technically, they'd have to call a few days before to get on the list, but that would be step number one. And then in that same plaza, I can't think of the name of the place, but it's like a boutique popcorn store, and they have really good, like, non-GMO homemade batches of popcorn.
Yep.
And then also in that plaza is Yoga Dharma Studios, which my best friend owns. It's an amazing yoga studio. There's actually two studios. They have a hot studio and then a cool studio. So they do a lot of meditation, deep yin classes in the cool studio, and then the hot studio is amazing. And she has a bunch of amazing teachers. So got to go to Niceville and hit those places. And then in Destin, there's Float Brothers, which is one of my favorite places to go. It's a sensory deprivation pod. The owner is one of the greatest people that I've met since moving to this area. He does so many community outreach events. He spends so much money connecting the community, puts on amazing events. Generally, there are fire dancers, like seriously amazing family-friendly events. He just had just hosted a silent disco at the Destin tree lighting a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
So that is like just a gotta go. And of course the beach is amazing. I love Okaloosa Island. That's my favorite to go to. What I really love about this area and what like keeps me here is the biodiversity. I love that I can go to the beach and then in 10 minutes be on a nature trail. We have Rocky Bayou State Park in Niceville. I love it. They have camping there. They have really awesome trails, and it's right on the bay. So you can see the water. I've seen dolphins there. It's gorgeous. I love it. And we have a few other like hidden gem nature trails too, like the Oak Leaf Preserve. And I just found one in Cinco Bayou. I can't think of the name, but it's a small little like boardwalk through the woods, and there's Turkey Creek and Niceville. Love it. Oh, and I also love chai tea. So I would like recommend all the places for chai tea, which would be MJ's and Niceville. I love Black Rifle Coffee Company, Moss Coffee Roasters downtown in Fort Walton. Love them. And then one of my friends owns the Thai Market off of Racetrack Road in Fort Walton. And that is like an experience. Like you might not think like Asian grocery store, like this is going to be a highlight of my trip.
Right.
It will be a highlight of the trip on the Emerald Coast. And something I do on the side is I'm a muralist. So I also have a hand-painted mural at the Thai Market. So if you go there and take a picture in front of my mural, it's you can't miss it as soon as you walk
in. Is that the one that's right next to Osan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and Osan's amazing.
Oh, I had it for dinner last night.
I had
one of their noodle bowls last night for dinner. So we were right next to there last night.
Love it. Yeah, at the Thai Market, they're so friendly. Like, you just feel like you're like a movie star when you walk in. Like, they want you there. They have so many cool treats, a lot of fresh, like, exotic produce that you couldn't get at Publix, like 10 different types of mangoes, just really cool stuff.
Cool.
They make slushies and drinks, too, and they're just super cool over there. So
sweet.
Those are my top places. That's, like, what I do on the weekend. Oh, and our libraries are great, too. That's more for local people, but like the one in Mary Esther and then Fort Walton and Destin. Those are the three that I go to. I love our libraries. I think we're pretty lucky.
Awesome. Well, if someone comes and you're giving them recommendations, they're going to be busy. I love it. I got to go check out some of those Niceville places because that is right around the corner from my house. I know where Staff of Life is. Yeah, we're like a mile from Third Planet.
Okay.
So we're like right across the street. So I think it's close.
Because they have a new location. It used to be closer to where MJ's is, and now it's in the plaza where Yoga Dharma Studios is.
Okay. Cool. We'll check it out. Dr. Taylor, thank you very much for coming and talking with me. It was great. I love it. I'm very curious to see, I want to see some of your events, but I hope you can make it to ours too.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious to learn more about your style of chiropractic care. I've never heard about it before.
Yeah. And you can check out on my website. I've got a lot of like patient testimonials. I have a video where I explain what I do, and Donny Epstein. He's the creator, like I said, and his organization is called EpiEnergetics. So you can go to the EpiEnergetics website, learn more. And Donny actually just released an incredible, like, life-changing book. It's already a bestseller, and it's called The Seeker's Code. And it's like everything that he's been teaching me for the last 8 years in
right.
a book. It's amazing. And he doesn't teach you how to adjust the spine,
right.
but everything behind it. And it's incredible. Like 10 out of 10 would recommend that book. And another book that people might be interested in, if they're readers, and this is interesting to them, is called The Cafe of Life, The
okay.
Mosquito Principle. It's by a chiropractor. He's not a network chiropractor, but he's amazing, beautiful. His book is written so well. It's more of a vitalistic, holistic view of the body, and I definitely recommend that book.
Awesome. Oh, that's what I was going to ask earlier.
Yeah.
I knew it would come back to me. I'm glad I did before we stopped recording. If you would give, say someone's not ready to come see you, they just aren't ready to make that step, what is like the top one or two things you'd recommend they go do at home that they can do to take care of themselves too? Whether it's literally with the spine and working on trying to get, you know, everything straight or getting out of fight or flight.
Well, the having safety, creating safety, making sure home is a safe place where you can get out of fight or flight and have that safety. Prayer, meditation are really good ways to just like be safe and
okay.
and sink into that. But our diet, movement, and like our water source are like the most important things. So like healthy filtered water that doesn't have chemicals in it, that would be like a top thing I would recommend
okay.
people do. Eating healthy foods, like they say, like the outside of the grocery store,
yeah.
not the middle aisles where
yeah.
everything's in a box. Like if you can't tell what a food is by looking at it, probably don't eat it.
Yeah.
And movement is vital for everyone, no matter what age you are. I'm a huge supporter of walking. It's such an important thing. The longevity behind it, it's just really important. So
yeah.
movement, healthy eating, good water source, those would be like top, like
water diet, movement.
Yeah.
Basics. Been doing it for a million years.
Yeah.
Awesome, Dr. Taylor. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're going to run. It was awesome. See you, everybody.
Thank you.